Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Royals win and win convincingly. They take game one from the White Sox. Final score, good guys 7. White Sox 1. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. If you were one of the near 27,000 in attendance tonight, we're not going to make you wait on hold. I mean, other fans may make you wait on hold, but that's why we need you to dial up right out of the gate. Phone number, text line number, they're identical. It's 913-586-7610. A lot to like tonight. I mean, even away from the field, right? The fireworks show, the weather. Just everything lined up for all of us tonight in Kansas City. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610, but also on the field. A lot went right. Offensively, defensively, on the base paths, but most importantly, on the mound. You know that's where I'm going to begin. Michael Wacha with 7 innings of 4-hit baseball. He picks up his 7th win. He punches 7 tickets, and the Royals get back to 8 games above 500. Yeah, tonight's win could easily be dismissed by some of you. I'm already seeing you on the text line. Well, the Royals did what they're supposed to do. Sure, I'm not going to fight you on that. They need to win this series. They need to win this homestand. They need to handle their business against teams that they're looking down upon in the division and in the standings. No doubt about it. But coming into this game, coming into this homestand, and really coming into this final 65 games of the season, and I get asked by a lot of people, oh, Vern, what are you expecting? Now, what are you focused on down the stretch? What does this team need to do in the final 2.5 months to make it to October? And my answer is often boring and repetitive. But it always comes back to the standard that has been set by this team over the first 97, now 98 games. The things that when you came to the game tonight, when you drive to Kauffman Stadium in 2024, those things that you feel confident, assured that you're going to see. And to me, this team has set a standard and in expectation that when you come to Kauffman Stadium, your starting pitcher is going to give you a chance to win. Your defense is going to make the routine plays and occasionally the spectacular play. And Bobby Witt Jr. is going to do something to make your jaw drop. That, to me, is the standard set by this team. Now, we could dive deeper into, you know, Salvi, the relentlessness, the joy that they play with, the ferocity at which they attack 90 feet. I mean, there's a lot that we can say about this team, but if you want the Cliff Notes version of how the Royals ended up 53-45, it's pitching, defense, team speed, and some MVP candidates in the middle. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. And Michael Wacha got it done on the mound. Defensively, Mikel Garcia, Kyle Isbell, Bobby Witt Jr. having strong nights. And Bobby offensively with yet another all-star performance, hitting laser beams all across the diamond tonight. A homer, a pair of singles, a walk, a pair of runs scored, and a pair of runs driven in. So I'm interested what stands out to you. 913-586-7610. Let's start off in DeSoto. Scott, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead. Hey, Scott, we got you, man. Oh, that's too bad, Scott. That's going to open up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Can we head down to Dallas and talk with Jessica? You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 7-1. Go ahead.
Fabulous game tonight. I'm in town from Dallas. My friend took me to the Royals game. I spent a lot of time here, honestly, and it never disappoints. Wacha was great tonight. Bobby Witt Jr. was on his game. Always loved the fans and just had a fantastic time.
Well, that's great to hear. I appreciate you dialing us up, Jessica. Thank you very much for listening. To go back to Michael Wacha, his eighth quality start of the season, the team's 49th quality start. 49 quality starts in 98 games this season. Listen, I had high hopes for this rotation coming into the year. I didn't expect this. A quality start every other game. The rotation's ERA is now 3.52, third best in baseball. Third best ERA while consuming the third most innings in Major League Baseball. So they do it all, and they do it night in and night out. So for as much as some of you want to talk about adding a player here, bringing in someone for that, I hate to make a complicated sport sound simple, but if these things continue, if you continue to have four starting pitchers with an ERA around 3.5 or better, you're going to be there in the end. I'm sorry. I mean, the Royals have what, the fourth best run differential right now in the American League, seventh best in baseball, pitching, defense, and a superstar. That's what you have every single game. So whether you're going to come out tomorrow, Sunday, the three-game set against the Diamondbacks, or next weekend against the Cubs, when you're driving to Kauffman Stadium, man, isn't it a great feeling to know that your starting pitch is going to give you a chance to win? Your defense is not going to be the reason why you lose, and your shortstop's the best player on the field. I don't care who you're facing. I mean, unless Shohei starts pitching again, Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player to grace the field anytime he's on a field. Let's go to Jack in Lenexa. Jack, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, how we doing, baby?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So I graduated college in 2013. My first big boy purchase out of college was a partial season ticket pack with the Royals. So 2014, 2015, we know how those went. I was there when the lady jumped into the fountains, right? We had fountain gal swimming around. We had all kinds of incredible fireworks going on, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then we get our leaner years. We get the Ryan McBrooms of the world. We've got you know.
I don't want to relive that. I remember it all. I was here. I don't want to hear about that, Jack. Don't tell me about Eric Skoglund and stuff.
Well, I'm talking about Chesler Cupfer. We got Corn Island in Venezuela. You know about all that. But getting to now and seeing these big league players on the field and seeing a bridge like Salvi to nowadays is incredibly refreshing. But what I wanted to talk about was Michael Wacha. He's our fourth starter. And I don't know if people understand how good he's been as a fourth starter. Tonight was a perfect example. I think they put a display on the screen of he's had a 2.6 ERA in his last 9 starts. He has been the anchor that we've needed at the bottom of this rotation. And kudos. Love the fireworks tonight. What a great showing out of the All-Star break. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for placing it. Michael Wacha in his last 10 starts. He's 6-2 with a ERA 2.30. Opponents are barely hitting above the Mendoza line. Royals have walked away victorious in 7 of the last 10 times Michael Wacha has towed the slab. Well, that's what you bring that guy in for. Now, Michael Wacha, when the Royals signed him this offseason, man, I can't remember being more excited about a signing. Boy, I mean, I a free agent signing. I'm trying to think if there's any. I got here in 2012. I don't think there's been an offseason free agent signing that got me as fired up as the Michael Wacha one did. And that's because of the message that it sent, right? That was after you inked Seth Lugo to a 3-year deal. I was perfectly fine and prepared for that to be the one move that this team made in its rotation, that you trot out Lugo and Singer and Reagans and Marsh and some, you know, Lynch or Lyles or whoever it ends up being in the 5 spot. But then this front office, this ownership went the extra mile, dropped that extra $16 million a year on Michael Wacha. And what that did, the reason why it got me so excited was because, well, honestly, exactly what you're talking about there, Jack. Because of that professionalism and that consistency, right? I use that word so often, the thing that is out of the reach of so many Royals, big leaguers. And MJ Melendez is the name I use it often with. You know, that's what he's searching for, to be able to do it consistently. Because we all know the talent is there with MJ. The question is, can he do it consistently? You know, it sounds simple, but if you can be I bring this up a lot with Brady Singer. For his career, Brady Singer's been above league average starting pitcher. Might not sound like a lot, but if you can be an above-average starting pitcher on a consistent basis, man, you're going to have a 10-15-year career. You know, look at Michael Wacha. He's been doing that for a decade now. Taking the ball every fifth day, giving his team a chance to win, eliminating the elongated personal skids, always evolving, always asking questions. Man, it's been a joy to watch. Him, Singer, Marsh, Wacha, or Lugo, and Cole Reagans. I mean, you have 5 starting pitchers right now that are all performing at league average or better. If those things continue, I just don't see how the boys fall short. Now, barring some injury to, we don't need to speculate. You understand what I'm saying. So long as this rotation, defense, and team speed remain as elite as they've been over the first 98 games, man, this home stretch is really going to be something else. And how about this? What a treat this is. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and talk with tonight's winning pitcher, Michael Wacha. Michael, thank you so much for the phone call, man. We've been talking about it from double plays in big spots to your defense stepping up in that fourth inning, battling back when you find yourself behind in the count, you get big punch outs tonight. Man, what stands out to you about those 7 strong frames you gave the boys tonight?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was kind of up and down outing for sure there. First one out of the break, but you know, I thought it was important to go out there. And, you know, I mean, every game is important, but starting this second half off the way we know we can play, I thought was really good. But no, you hit it on the nose there with the double plays there early in the game. And, you know, defense flashing the leather there in the fourth with some diving catches, and Mikey over there at third. And then, yeah, was able to get some punch outs whenever we needed them there as well. But, no, it was I thought, you know, the ball was coming out good at times, and then would lose it a little bit there, you know, falling behind in counts, but was able to work my way back in there and make pitches whenever I needed to. And so, you know, I was definitely excited about that, and got a few things to work on going into this next start. But I'm excited about the win and, you know, getting this second half off to the right start.
Seven shutout innings for Michael Wacha. And Michael, you're now on pace, and I'm sure you don't care, but on pace to throw more innings than you have in the past 7 years. I mean, answering the bell for this team every fifth day, what does that mean to you, and what could it mean to you to put up a number like that?
No, I mean, it's what all of us starting pitchers take pride in. You know, that's why we work so hard in between starts and the off season to go out there and take the ball every 5 days and try to go as deep as we can into the game, be efficient, and, you know, get deep into the game and, you know, hand it off to those late inning guys in the pen. But, no, it's on to the next one now. You know, this was a good night tonight, but, you know, it's always on to the next one and putting the head down and always working and always getting better. And, you know, the focus is there now, but, no, it would mean a lot to go out there and, you know, stay healthy and, you know, keep doing what we're doing. We got a heck of a staff, and, you know, we've all got the same mindset on, you know, those different things there for sure.
You mentioned starting the second half off right, and this rotation has been the leader for this team all season long. Is the confidence, is the mindset, is this team where you want them to be as you guys get ready for the final 64 games, and a lot of them going through, you know, a type of stretch that they haven't been through before, like you, like Salvi, like a few others have?
Right. No, we'll be playing some meaningful games here, you know, heading down the stretch here. And so, you know, just getting the guys prepared on what those games are going to be like. The fans were great tonight, and I have a feeling it's only going to get more rowdy and rowdy as we keep winning and as the season goes on. And, you know, just understanding those feelings, you know, going into the end of the season and kind of what the implications of each game are and who we're chasing down, you know, those sorts of things. But, you know, the starting pitching, you know, I feel like that's what gets teams into the postseason and, you know, to have successful years. You know, having those starters go deep, giving those guys in the pen a little break at times, and, you know, playing good defense, which we have been doing all year, is huge and, you know, very important to winning seasons, as well as timely hitting. And, you know, whenever we got guys on base, it seems like we're coming through a lot of the times. And, you know, that's a lot of fun to watch. And us pitchers, we love that stuff as well.
Michael Wacha, kind enough to dial us up after seven strong innings, picking up win number 7 on the season. Michael, I can't thank you enough. Great job out there tonight. Great job so far this season. We'll see you coming up later on this homestand. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
You do the same. Michael Wacha, kind enough to dial us up. How about that? 7 punch-outs, 7 innings, and then he dials up 913-586-7610. Just like Billy did. Billy was at the game tonight. He was one of the near 27,000 in attendance. Billy, you're following Michael Wacha. What do you got to say, man?
Hey, first time, long time.
All right. Nice to have you.
Yeah, tell me I'm crazy, but I'm thinking this team's going to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, I won't put them past it, or I won't put it past them, I should say. But you know how it is in October, man. It's a crapshoot. You know, honestly, but with this rotation, I mean, you know, you get 3 starters going, they can carry you a long way, and this team has more than 3 starters that are capable.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Doing it. Shoot, the guy we just talked to won an NLCS MVP when he was 22.
Yeah. Well, I think Bobby and Salvi can take us all the way.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I don't know about that. Shohei and Mike Trout couldn't lead that team out of a wet paper bag. It begins with pitching. Waka just said it. And, I mean, obviously that guy knows more about baseball than you and I, Billy. So, yeah. Look, 49 quality starts on the season. You take that... couple it with a defense that ranks top five in just about every metric. Sprinkle in a legitimate superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. who 128 base hits. That's the most in Major League Baseball. You know, he had his 40th multi-hit game tonight, his 12th three-hit game. So you sprinkle in a superstar. Throw on top of that a future Hall of Fame catcher. A little tenacity, an elite rotation, airtight defense. And again, there's no reason why this team shouldn't be in the race all the way until the end. If they fall short of the postseason, I would imagine I'm going to be able to explain it. I'm not saying it's explain it to you. I mean explain it to myself, I'm sure I'll be disappointed, but I'm having a real rough time imagining feeling frustrated if they fall just short. Now, no reason that they should ever fall out of the race. They fall short of October. I'll be able to digest that. I'll be able to stomach that. But if they get in, no one would want to face this rotation. You know, the bullpen would only get stronger because one starter would make that move to the bullpen. Yeah, Bobby and Salvi. And as we all remember from 2014, even the bats that have disappointed or have struggled to find consistency at the big league level, like we saw with Mike Moustakas, man, just erase those numbers. Start anew in October and you can rewrite your legacy. So I'm not going to fight you on that, Billy. Yeah, if they get in, sure, they could beat anyone. But, I mean, I could say the same about the Twins. Honestly, I can say that about all 12 teams that make it to the postseason. Just get in. Give me a chip in a chair, right? Get to the dance and see how long you can last. Billy, thanks for the phone call. That opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 7-1 Royals victory. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanto. Be in the know when call Jays South Lanto. Let's go to Jaden in Kansas City. Jaden, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I was calling say the Royals did really good today. I like how Bobby Wood Jr. played. It was awesome today.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome almost every single day, Jaden. I appreciate the phone call. You saw him in the All-Star game. You saw him in the Home Run Derby. You see him go 3-for-3 tonight. A pair of runs scored, and he drives in two as well. Again, I don't know how much more I can praise the young man other than saying I think he's the best baseball player on the planet. Home run number 17 tonight matches Salvador Perez for the team lead. Bobby has now hit safely in 28 of his last 29 home games. Just dominating at home. In that stretch, 28 of 29, he's hitting .434. I mean, he's already the best home hitter in the American League, and now he's just turning it into a laugher. This tonight was very much a laugher. Royals up 1-0 after 1, 2-0 after 3, and then a 5-run fifth inning turned it into, as the aforementioned, laugher. 7-1, Royals pick up the win. They're 8 games above .500, and we get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr. rips a 2-1 fastball that's in off the plate. Rips it down the left field line, 399 feet, 105 miles per hour off of the bat of Bob. As Denny said, home run number 17, he would tack on another RBI as he hits a 110 mile per hour missile up the gut in the third to score Michael Garcia. That made it 2-0 Kansas City. That's all they would need. Royals go on to win 7-1. Those two RBI from Bobby Witt Jr. give him 65 on the season. He's one of 10 players in baseball that have driven in 65 or more. 7-1, Royals win. They're back to 8 games above .500, but they remain 7 games back of Cleveland in the division and are a game and a half back right now of Boston for that final wild card spot in the American League. But All-Star Game MVP Jaron Duran just hit a home run in the fifth inning. So the Red Sox are up on the Dodgers right now, 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. We'll go back to the phone calls coming up in just a second, but I want to hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say. I'm always running around after the games. I don't get to hear those great interviews from the great Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City. After the game, it was clear who his player of the game was. 3-for-3, Bobby Witt Jr., a bomb, 2 knocks, 2 stakes, 2 runs. The kid does it all.
Yeah, it was special being back here in front of these fans and everything. It's just an honor to be out here, and the fans were great. Walker put on a performance, so yeah, it was great to get the win.
I know we hear you on TV. I don't know that they're hearing you here, but they're all watching right now. What has this week been like for you, first and foremost, to be back home and then to come back to your new home?
Yeah, it's going from home back to home is special, like you said. So it was a lot of fun doing that here and then coming out here today with these great fans.
There it is.
Yeah, we just had a great time.
We were waiting on that because I think Bobby wanted to talk to the fans, and I think the fans wanted to talk to Bobby, so I'll sort of restate the question here for you. You hit 50 home runs in the Home Run Derby, and then your first at-bat here, you go deep again. What was it like to be back at Kauffman Stadium?
Yeah, I was short one home run, so I was like, might as well do it in front of the home fans, right? No, I'm kidding, but yeah, it was fun.
they certainly appreciate
the sense, the humor there. But to be able to jump right back here, too, I know it's been a really fun week for you and your three all-star teammates, and to get right back home for the first time since July 4th, what did it mean to be able to string this win together?
Yeah, it was great just to get back with the team and everyone, and then these great fans getting back home and just playing some good ball. It was a lot of fun.
The energy here on a Friday night, they've been waiting for 13 days to see you. How would you describe what's been going on here at Kauffman Stadium?
Yeah, it's special. There's a reason why we're doing great things at Kauffman Stadium. I think kudos to these great fans and just the team. We're coming together, and we're going to hopefully have a good run at this year.
All right, two more questions before you get out of here. One, we can't let you go without talking about the seven scoreless innings from Michael Wacha. He's been doing it like all of your guys all year long. What did you see?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, setting the tone that first inning, getting that ground ball, double play ball, and then just defense playing good, and then Wacha shutting it up right there.
What was it like to be back in Texas on the All-Star stage and in the finals so close to the championship?
Yeah, it was great getting back home to Texas, but now I'm back home in Kansas City.
There you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr. I just don't know how you don't. I mean, I know you do love the young man. It's impossible to not like him. How could anyone not like him? I hate to sound like Seinfeld's mother, but how could anyone not like that young man? I'm trying to think who's the Royals' biggest, who hates the Royals? Honestly, I don't know how many people really despise the Royals. You know, Brett Lowry, I mean, even Brett Lowry probably is a big-time fan of Bobby Witt Jr. Who else? And Frank White probably. 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line real quick. I see Kathy in Los Angeles. She says, so much for the home run derby being bad for Bobby. Yeah, no doubt. Kathy's upset that the Padres couldn't help out the Royals by beating the Guardians. Yeah, we're all upset by that, Kathy. Couldn't get to Tanner Bibee, could they? More love for Bobby Witt Jr. This coming from Dan in KCK. Love for Michael Wacha, deservedly so, from Raj in the Ozarks. Going back to Wacha, if you missed it, he called into the postgame show. Very nice of him. And Raj points out that listening to that interview, you can tell Wacha knows the value of these games coming up. Yeah, if that didn't strike you, I'm really interested. I'm going to replay that interview tomorrow on the On Deck show. But, man, we'll have the entire interview up on the podcast page, you know, All Things Vern podcast, if you could do me a favor and subscribe to that. But right out of the gate, Michael Wacha called us up, and, you know, if you're wondering how someone lasts 11, 12, 13, 15 years in the big leagues, just go listen to that 3-minute interview with Michael Wacha. Listen to the way that he spoke about seven shutout innings. Listen to the way that he spoke about a season that right now has him on pace to throw more innings than he has in 7 years. Now, it didn't sound as if there was any sort of celebrating, any sort of spike in the football. Not that there should be. Some do, right? Some do rest on their laurels. Some do reach a point in their career, in whatever the profession might be, where you say, okay, I'm good. I'm good here. I'm happy with what I've done. And listening to Michael Wacha, it sounded as if, yeah, pleased with what I've done, but I got to do more. We've got to do more. We've got to do better. We need to forget this game and get ready for tomorrow. Game two with the White Sox as Brady Singer squares off with Jonathan Cannon. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 5 o'clock. And this brings me back to something that, you know, I don't do very often, and that is, you know, heap a bunch of credit on the coaching staff and on the manager's desk, because it's a player's game. Bobby and Wacha, right, those guys deserve the credit. Michael Massey and Hunter Renfroe, those are the guys that went out there and got the job done tonight. Not the coaching staff. But the way in which the 26 men in that clubhouse, the way that they parrot their manager, is really unlike anything that I've been around. I'm not saying I've been around the longest, but, you know, 18 years around big league ball clubs, I can remember hearing the vets, the rookies, the former champions, and the, you know, perennial losers in the clubhouse, all of them mimic and repeat the what might sound like cliches from Matt Quatrero. But to bring it back to what I said right out of the gate, the standard that has now been set by this team, by this rotation, by this defense, by Bobby, by this manager, that's what gives me confidence down the final 64 games of the season, is when you hear Waka, Salvi, Vinny, Freddie, Bobby, everyone from all walks of life, all of them, when the microphone's in their face. And it's not something that they're just saying because it's a throwaway line or because they know it'll get them in the good graces of the manager. No, they mean it. They believe it. Nice win tonight, but it doesn't mean anything tomorrow. Yeah, nice performance tonight if I'm Michael Waka, but he says I need to be better against the Diamondbacks. A great win tonight. You know, you hear Vinny talk about it, Salvi talk about it, Bobby talk about it, day at a time. Every game's big. And I think that's as great of a reflection on this coaching staff and this manager. I think that reflects as well on them as the record does. 53-45 coming off a 106 loss season. Yeah, that's impressive. But to get 26 guys to believe in what the 106 loss manager preaches, that speaks volumes. Let's go to Dale in Rosedale. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Dale, I appreciate... Oh, we lost Dale. Oh, that's my fault, Dale. I apologize, man. I apologize. Let's go to Clark in Kansas City. Clark, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? How's it going?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. I was going to say, I think this is kind of how all Royals fans feel, but especially me, like, when I'm watching Bobby Witt Jr., it's like, this guy is insane. This is a generational player. Is that how other fan bases feel? Is that how the Orioles feel about Gunnar Henderson? Is that how the Dodgers feel about Ohtani? Or is that just for us? We've never had a player like this in recent years. It just feels like he's something crazy special. Like, to me, when I watch him, it's like he's the greatest player of all time. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, I can't say he's the greatest player of all time. But to answer your question, yes, people in Los Angeles know and understand what Shohei Ohtani's doing. People in Baltimore feel that way about Gunnar Henderson, sure. Yeah. No, you should feel that way about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, I think he's, I think he's the best player in baseball. So long as Shohei's not on the mound, you know, his closest competition to me is Gunnar Henderson as far as best player in the sport. You know, Elly De La Cruz is as toolsy as Bobby, but he's not the hitter that Bobby is. You know, Gunnar can move. He's a solid, great base runner, but he doesn't have the speed that Bobby does. And I think Bobby's a better hitter, maybe not a better power hit. I think Bobby's a better hitter all around than Gunnar Henderson. So, yeah, they love him in Baltimore. But you should love Bobby more in Kansas City because of numerous reasons. One, he's better. Two, he's already committed his 20s to this city and to this organization, and vice versa. Right? This organization made quite the commitment to him as well. And listen, George is the greatest Royal of all time. You know, you could make a case that George Brett's one of the five greatest living baseball players. But Bobby is the most talented, player to ever wear this uniform. Now, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. No one's going to argue that. But Patrick Mahomes is the most talented player to ever lace him up on a football field. Now, that to me is this. George is to Tom Brady as Bobby is to Patrick Mahomes. That's how I feel. And listen, how much can I really know? I wasn't there for George's prime. I wasn't there watching every single game of the great number five's career. But a guy that was is the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews. He was on the drive about a week ago. And just listen to what he said about Bobby Witt Jr. because he did watch all of George's career. He's watched every Royals game ever. Here's Denny Matthews on the drive.
Yeah, quick learner. And, of course, his background in baseball was terrific as an amateur. And his dad, of course, as we know, pitched in the big leagues. So it was one of those things where you kind of expected it in a way. But to see the ability that he had, he's been blessed with some unique ability. And unique to very few players. And you compare him to George Brett. And I think I have, but I'll do it again if you want. Witt is faster. Witt has more power. Witt is a very quick learner. George, let me put it this way. George Brett worked his tail off to become a Hall of Fame Major League Baseball player. Bobby Witt was born to be a Hall of Fame baseball player just because of his pure, natural, God-given ability. He would compare more to Bo Jackson than he would to George Brett in that regard. Both Brett and Witt worked very hard. Both Brett and Witt have great minds for the game of baseball, great baseball IQs, and they feel the game differently than most guys. And so that's what George and Witt have in common. And of course, George had the long career. If Bobby Witt stays healthy and has a long career, I wouldn't be at all surprised that one day he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Now, I think I do a pretty good job of staying even keel. I do a good job. I try to do a decent job of putting things in perspective and not, falling into sports radio traps of, hyperbolic takes and ridiculous statements. Denny's so much better than me when it comes to those things because he's seen so much more baseball. He's not going to be knocked on his keister by the first, 30 player to come through. He saw Bo Jackson, right? He grew up, Ernie Banks and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Watched them firsthand. Bobby Witt Jr. turned 24 about a month ago. And a Hall of Fame broadcaster of this franchise that has watched every single game has already acknowledged that, yeah, if this young man stays healthy, he's going to Cooperstown. I can't imagine that's the type of description that Denny throws around often. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Rich in Olathe. Rich, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What was that?
Hey, Rich, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I think Cal Eldridge should get more credit for what he's done for this pitching staff. It seems like we were all over him last year, and now we've turned this thing around and we don't say a peep about him. Secondly, I want to know why Pasquantino, that Sasquatch guy of his, didn't come out on that RBI today. The Royals are trying to get 30,000 in the stands like they do at other minor and other small markets, and they got to use those little gimmicks to get people in the stands. 26,000 is not enough for a Friday night for a team 8 games over 500. I'm from Milwaukee, and we're the same market size. They're getting 37 to 38 on a Friday night. Thanks for your time.
All right, Rich. I don't know when the last time you checked in on the Royals, but it's been a minute since Cal Eldred's been here, so might want to wise up on that one. And I'm with you as far as the attendance is concerned, right? I worked in Milwaukee for half a decade. But the Brewers, really, when I was there until now, have been a consistent formidable power in the NL Central. The Royals have sucked for 7 years. Almost 27,000 against the worst team in baseball. Not that shabby. I got nothing negative to say about the fans. I don't know what you were talking about with Vinny Pasquantino, and I have no idea. Oh, okay. No, Cal Eldred, his days with the Brewers. No, I'm maybe that's why. Maybe you're buds with Cal. Either way, man, you never heard me crushing Cal Eldred. You have heard me celebrate Brian Sweeney, Zach Bove, and this newfangled pitching department. You have heard me give some love to Paul Gibson and the boys. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, Rich, they all got fired like 2 years ago, man. Welcome back to 2024. The Royals, as you mentioned, 8 games above 500, but a completely new coaching staff. Rich, how about you come out to a game and take a look in that dugout? Royals win 7-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
It'd be a 5-run fifth inning there. Denny Matthews on the call, last heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals win 7-1. They take game one of this 9-game homestand. Game one of a 3-game series against the White Sox. Michael Wacha spent 7 innings of shutout baseball. 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 punchouts as he picks up his 7th win. Bobby Witt Jr. was responsible for the 2 runs early on, a solo bomb in the first and a 2-out RBI single in the third. But in that 5-run fifth inning, now we could sit here and laugh at the White Sox and, oh my God, the Royals scored 5 runs on 2 hits. It wasn't even a defensive miscue. There weren't any errors in that fifth inning. What there was 4 walks, a hit batsman, 2 sacrifices, 2 singles, 5 runs. Where was the third? Oh, yeah, the 10th batter to come to the dish. Michael Garcia made the final out. You know, for as much as we want to make that about the White Sox and aha, they're bad, right? They're the worst White Sox team in franchise history. They've lost 5 in a row, 8 of 10. I'm dead serious. The worst record through 99 games in the White Sox franchise history. And I believe the White Sox history goes back to the 1800s. Chicago's 45 games below 500. But that 5-run fifth inning wasn't just, you know, Chris Flexen's inability to find the strike zone. That was a nice walk drawn by Kyle Isbell after Michael Garcia drew a leadoff walk. Very nice by Kyle Isbell. Bobby walked. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, you can poo-poo sacrifice flies as he now leads Major League Baseball with 12. One back of the single-season franchise record that was set back 45 years ago. My God. A record has stood for 45 years. And Vinny has a chance to break it by the end of the month. But that sack fly by Vinny, that put the Royals up 3-0. Now, how many times over the past 5-7 years, in a spot where the only thing you ask the hitter is don't punch out? Do anything, just don't strike out. Vinny and this team, pretty good at that. Pretty good at avoiding the back-breaking punch out. Vinny puts it in play and he drives in Michael Garcia. Okay, then Salvi walks. Renfro wears 91 off of the left hand. And then as we just heard right there, Michael Massey guides a fastball down and away, guides it into right field, puts 2 on the board. Royals are up 6-0. Freddie Fermin then shoots 1 to the opposite field, makes it 7-0. Chris Stratton would give up an 8th-inning home run, and that's how Chicago scored their lone run. Again, final score, 7-1. Good guys. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Massey made the start at second base again tonight, his 33rd start over at second base. He has an OPS of 815 when starting at second base. I know I've said this before, but a second baseman with an OPS of 815 a shortstop that for the season has an OPS of 944. Eighth best in Major League Baseball. Okay? 815 OPS at second base, 944 OPS at shortstop, and then an 815 OPS behind the dish in Salvador Perez. You want to consider Freddie Fermin part of this mix? Since the start of May, Freddie's hitting 311. His OPS is just shy of 800. I feel fairly confident in saying there's just no way there's a foursome second base, shortstop, two catchers anywhere else in Major League Baseball that have the type of well-rounded offensive numbers as Massey, Bobby, Salvi, and Freddie. So, man, again, to get that type of offensive production from those defensive-first premium positions to go along with a rotation that's top five in the sport, a defense that's top five in the sport, a base-running group that's top five in the sport. Yeah, you know what? Complaining about this, complaining about that, just makes you sound like a whiner, to be quite honest with you. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Paige from the 816 is curious why Alec Marsh was pitching the ninth inning tonight. Yeah, I could understand being perplexed by that. Well, Marsh last pitched on the 10th, right? Wednesday the 10th, 9 days ago. He would next be scheduled to pitch Monday or Tuesday against the Diamondbacks. So that's the 22nd and 23rd. That would be 2 weeks in between big league reps. It'd be 2 weeks since he was on a big league mound feeling big league pressure with the adrenaline flowing. So that's why. Now he'll still be able to go next week against the Diamondbacks. But you can't have the guy only throwing bullpens. You can't prepare for what I'm talking, that adrenaline, that pressure that only comes when you're on a big league mound facing a big league hitter in a big league game. Appreciate you listening, Paige. Hope you had a good time tonight. Rally Mantis, giving love to Bobby and Massey, hoping for the sweep of the White Sox. Yeah, no doubt. I think most of us are hoping for a sweep, but expecting and demanding a series victory. A 9-game homestand, 3 with the White Sox, 3 with the D-backs, and then 3 with the Cubs. A 6-3. I think 6-3 is the expectation. Jacob from Virginia writes in, Vern, Michael Wacha was great tonight. I love seeing Michael Garcia have that leadoff hitter mentality. Even hitting low in the lineup, just let him work, signed Jacob in Virginia. Yeah, a lot of, all opposite field knocks for Michael tonight. A leadoff rocket to the opposite field to, it would eventually come around to score on Bobby's two-out single. So Michael gets the offense going in the third. He would get him going again in that 5-run fifth inning with that leadoff walk, and then he steals his 22nd base of the season. Two more trips to the dish saw Michael ground out to the right side, but yeah, that's the approach that I fell in love with last year. The approach that a lot of us fell in love with throughout the month of May out of Michael Garcia. Michael, by the way, 9 hits and 9 starts here in July. Slowly but surely, Jacob, just like you said, let him work. We're back at work tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Brady Singer and Jonathan Cannon, game 2 of this 3-game series. 6:10 for the first pitch. I'll talk to you with your chance to win Royals tickets tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Royals win 7-1. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pass continue.
out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone! Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, he's the greatest player of all time. But to answer your question, yes, yeah. People in Los Angeles know and understand what Shohei Ohtani's doing. People in Baltimore feel that way about Gunnar Henderson, sure. No, you should feel that way about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, I think he's I think he's the best player in baseball. So long as Shohei's not on the mound, you know, his closest competition to me is Gunnar Henderson as far as best player in the sport. You know, Ellie De La Cruz is as toolsy as Bobby, but he's not the hitter that Bobby is. You know, Gunnar can move. He's a great base runner, but he doesn't have the speed that Bobby does. I think Bobby's a better hitter. Maybe not a better power hitter. I think Bobby's a better hitter all around than Gunnar Henderson. So, yeah, they love him in Baltimore. But you should love Bobby more in Kansas City because of numerous reasons. One, he's better. Two, he's already committed his 20s to this city and to this organization and vice versa. Right, this organization made quite the commitment to him as well. And listen, George is the greatest Royal of all time. You know, you can make a case that George Brett's one of the five greatest living baseball players. But Bobby is the most talented player to ever wear this uniform. Now, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. No one's going to argue that. But Patrick Mahomes is the most talented player to ever lace him up on a football field. Now, that to me is this. George is to Tom Brady as Bobby is to Patrick Mahomes. That's how I feel. And listen, how much can I really know? I wasn't there for George's prime. I wasn't there watching every single game of the great number five's career. But a guy that was is the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews. He was on the drive about a week ago. And just listen to what he said about Bobby Witt Jr. because he did watch all of George's career. He's watched every Royals game ever. Here's Denny Matthews on the drive.
Yeah, quick learner. And, of course, his background in baseball was terrific as an amateur. And his dad, of course, as we know, pitched in the big leagues. So it was one of those things where you kind of expected it in a way. But to see the ability that he had, he's been blessed with some unique ability. And unique to very few players. He probably, and you compare him to George Brett, and I think I have, but I'll do it again if you want. Witt is faster. Witt has more power. Witt is a very quick learner. George, let me put it this way. George Brett worked his tail off to become a Hall of Fame Major League Baseball player. Bobby Witt was born to be a Hall of Fame baseball player just because of his pure, natural, God-given ability. He would compare more to Bo Jackson than he would to George Brett in that regard. Both Brett and Witt worked very hard. Both Brett and Witt have great minds for the game of baseball, great baseball IQs. And they feel the game differently than most guys. And so that's what George and Witt have in common. And of course, George had the long career. If Bobby Witt stays healthy and has a long career, I wouldn't be at all surprised that one day he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Now, I think I do a pretty good job of staying even keel. I do a good job. I try to do a decent job of putting things in perspective and not, falling into sports radio traps of, hyperbolic takes and ridiculous statements. Denny's so much better than me when it comes to those things because he's seen so much more baseball. He's not going to be knocked on his keister by the first, 30 player to come through. He saw Bo Jackson, right? He grew up, Ernie Banks and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Watched them firsthand. Bobby Witt Jr. turned 24 about a month ago. And a Hall of Fame broadcaster of this franchise that has watched every single game has already acknowledged that, yeah, if this young man stays healthy, he's going to Cooperstown. I can't imagine that's the type of description that Denny throws around often. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Rich in Olathe. Rich, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What was that?
Hey, Rich, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I think Cal Eldred should get more credit for what he's done for this pitching staff. It seems like we were all over him last year, and now we've turned this thing around, and we don't say a peep about him. Secondly, I want to know why Pasquantino, that Sasquatch guy of his, didn't come out on that RBI today. The Royals are trying to get 30,000 in the stands like they do at other minor at other small markets, and they got to use those little gimmicks to get people in the stands. 26,000 is not enough for a Friday night for a team 8 games over 500. I'm from Milwaukee, and we're the same market size. They're getting 37 to 38 on a Friday night. Thanks for your time.
All right, Rich. I don't know when the last time you checked in on the Royals, but it's been a minute since Cal Eldred's been here, so might want to wise up on that one. And I'm with you as far as the attendance is concerned, right? I worked in Milwaukee for half a decade. But the Brewers really, when I was there until now, have been a consistent, formidable power in the NL Central. The Royals have sucked for 7 years. Almost 27,000 against the worst team in baseball. Not that shabby. I got nothing negative to say about the fans. I don't know what you were talking about with Vinny Pasquantino, and I have no idea. Oh, okay. Now, Cal Eldred, his days with the Brewers. No, yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe you're buds with Cal. Either way, man, you never heard me crushing Cal Eldred. You have heard me celebrate Brian Sweeney, Zach Bove, and this newfangled pitching department. You have heard me give some love to Paul Gibson and the boys. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, Rich, they all got fired like 2 years ago, man. Welcome back to 2024. The Royals, as you mentioned, 8 games above 500, but a completely new coaching staff. Rich, how about you come out to a game and take a look in that dugout? Royals win 7-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
It'd be a 5-run fifth inning there. Denny Matthews on the call, last heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals win 7-1. They take game one of this 9-game homestand. Game one of a 3-game series against the White Sox. Michael Wacha spent 7 innings of shutout baseball. 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 punchouts as he picks up his 7th win. Bobby Witt Jr. was responsible for the 2 runs early on, a solo bomb in the first and a 2-out RBI single in the third. But in that 5-run fifth inning, now we could sit here and laugh at the White Sox and, oh my God, the Royals scored 5 runs on 2 hits. It wasn't even a defensive miscue. There weren't any errors in that fifth inning. What there was 4 walks, a hit batsman, 2 sacrifices, 2 singles, 5 runs. Where was the third? Oh, yeah, the 10th batter to come to the dish. Michael Garcia made the final out. You know, for as much as we want to make that about the White Sox and aha, they're bad, right? They're the worst White Sox team in franchise history. They've lost 5 in a row, 8 of 10. I'm dead serious. The worst record through 99 games in the White Sox franchise history. And I believe the White Sox history goes back to the 1800s. Chicago's 45 games below 500. But that 5-run fifth inning wasn't just, you know, Chris Flexen's inability to find the strike zone. That was a nice walk drawn by Kyle Isbell after Michael Garcia drew a leadoff walk. Very nice by Kyle Isbell. Bobby walked. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, you can poo-poo sacrifice flies as he now leads Major League Baseball with 12. 1 back of the single-season franchise record that was set back 45 years ago? My God. A record has stood for 45 years. And Vinny has a chance to break it by the end of the month. But that sack fly by Vinny, that put the Royals up 3-0. Now, how many times over the past 5-7 years, in a spot where the only thing you ask the hitter is don't punch out? Do anything, just don't strike out. Vinny and this team, pretty good at that. Pretty good at avoiding the back-breaking punch-out. Vinny puts it in play, and he drives in Michael Garcia. Okay, then Salvi walks. Renfro wears 91 off of the left hand. And then, as we just heard right there, Michael Massey guides a fastball down and away, guides it into right field, puts 2 on the board. Royals are up 6-0. Freddie Fermin then shoots 1 to the opposite field, makes it 7-0. Chris Stratton would give up an 8th-inning home run, and that's how Chicago scored their lone run. Again, final score, 7-1, good guys. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Massey made the start at second base again tonight, his 33rd start over at second base. He has an OPS of 815. When starting at second base. I know I've said this before. But a second baseman with an OPS of 815, a shortstop that for the season has an OPS of 944, eighth best in Major League Baseball, okay? 815 OPS at second base, 944 OPS at shortstop, and then an 815 OPS behind the dish in Salvador Perez. You want to consider Freddie Fermin part of this mix? Since the start of May, Freddie's hitting 311. His OPS is just shy of 800. I feel fairly confident in saying there's just no way there's a foursome second base, shortstop, two catchers anywhere else in Major League Baseball that have the type of well-rounded offensive numbers as Massey, Bobby, Salvi, and Freddie. So, man, again, to get that type of offensive production from those defensive-first premium positions to go along with a rotation that's top five in the sport, a defense that's top five in the sport, a base-running group that's top five in the sport. Yeah, you know what? Complaining about this, complaining about that, just makes you sound like a whiner, to be quite honest with you. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Paige from the 816 is curious why Alec Marsh was pitching the ninth inning tonight. Yeah, I could understand being perplexed by that. Well, Marsh last pitched on the 10th, right? Wednesday the 10th, 9 days ago. He would next be scheduled to pitch Monday or Tuesday against the Diamondbacks. So that's the 22nd and 23rd. That would be 2 weeks in between big league reps. It'd be 2 weeks since he was on a big league mound feeling big league pressure with the adrenaline flowing. So that's why. Now he'll still be able to go next week against the Diamondbacks. But you can't have the guy only throwing bullpens. You can't prepare for what I'm talking, that adrenaline, that pressure that only comes when you're on a big league mound facing a big league hitter in a big league game. Appreciate you listening, Paige. Hope you had a good time tonight. Rally Mantis, giving love to Bobby and Massey, hoping for the sweep of the White Sox. Yeah, no doubt. I think most of us are hoping for a sweep, but expecting and demanding a series victory. A 9-game homestand, 3 with the White Sox, 3 with the D-backs, and then 3 with the Cubs. 6-3. I think 6-3 is the expectation. Jacob from Virginia writes in, Vern, Michael Wacha was great tonight. I love seeing Michael Garcia have that leadoff hitter mentality. Even hitting low in the lineup, just let him work, signed Jacob in Virginia. Yeah, a lot of, all opposite field knocks for Michael tonight. A leadoff rocket to the opposite field to, it would eventually come around to score on Bobby's two-out single. So Michael gets the offense going in the third. He would get him going again in that five-run fifth inning with that leadoff walk, and then he steals his 22nd base of the season. Two more trips to the dish saw Michael ground out to the right side, but yeah, that's the approach that I fell in love with last year. The approach that a lot of us fell in love with throughout the month of May out of Michael Garcia. Michael, by the way, 9 hits and 9 starts here in July. Slowly but surely, Jacob, just like you said, let him work. We're back at work tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Brady Singer and Jonathan Cannon, game 2 of this 3-game series. 6:10 for the first pitch. I'll talk to you with your chance to win Royals tickets tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Royals win 7-1. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pass Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.